This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. A monthly survey of rural bank CEOs in the Midwest is seeing some growth, and the Rural Main Street Index is at its highest level in 3 years. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says trade numbers for Minnesota farmers are even looking better.
Minnesota was up for the month. None of the states are in what I would call very solid range, a bit above growth neutral. And Minnesota and some of the other states, Iowa included, trade numbers are looking somewhat better.
But still, farmers are not investing in their farms like they were in years past.
Farmers are just not buying equipment right now. Farmers continue to repair old equipment. They're also renting equipment. And not much buying going on. In fact, the number was below growth neutral for the 34 straight months.
A Minnesota State Patrol trooper who admitted to groping a fellow trooper during training at Camp Ripley has been sentenced to 2 years probation. Jacob Christopherson entered a Norgard plea in the case, acknowledging his guilt while claiming he could not remember the incident because he was intoxicated. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is defending the state's new law banning prediction markets, arguing they are a form of gambling that should remain under state regulation. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
In a court filing Thursday, Ellison opposed efforts by the federal government and prediction market companies to block Minnesota's bipartisan law from taking effect. Ellison says the platforms allow people to wager on sports, elections, and other events, creating risks of addiction, market manipulation, and misuse of insider information. The companies argue prediction markets fall under federal oversight, setting up a legal battle over whether states can regulate the rapidly growing industry. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The 50th annual Grandma's Marathon is this weekend in Duluth. Spokesman Zach Schneider.
See somewhere between 60 and 65,000 people come to Duluth and the surrounding region this weekend, have some part in Grandma's Marathon. And then, of course, the people that live here are part of it, too. So it's a jam-packed weekend. We pretty much doubled the size of our city for these 3 or 4 days.
Organizers say the event generates nearly $40 million in economic impact for the region each year. Thousands of athletes, coaches, and supporters have arrived in Minnesota for the 2026 Special Olympics USA Games. Events will take place at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities and the National Sports Center in Blaine. Sports include basketball, gymnastics, competitive cheer, track and field, and so much more. Competition begins Sunday, following Saturday night's opening ceremony at the Huntington Bank Stadium. Most events are free and open to the public. The games run through June 26th. This is MNN.